All right, it's 820 at 93.9 WLVB, and once a month for the last, actually several months, we've been visiting with the folks at Lamar Restorative Center. Their office is on the main street in Hyde Park Village, and Tricia Long is with us this time around, who has been with the Restorative Center for 13 years.
13 years,
yeah. Oh, thanks for coming in this morning. So now, what is your, you told me your official title when we started, and I didn't write it down. So
yes, so I'm the director for Resilience Beyond Incarceration.
Okay, which means?
And that's a program where we serve kids who have a parent that's gone to prison, and we serve the children, and we help take care of the caregivers, everyone around that child.
Yeah, because they get left behind.
They do. Yeah. That's exactly right. And it's kind of an invisible issue in Vermont.
Right, because then it produces, or it has the potential producing issues emotionally with the children, too. So
yep.
it's a very complicated
It's very problem. Complicated, yeah. Right.
But but also, in addition to that, you're a film producer for this particular film, which is what we're talking about today. The film is called Downstream, The Effects of Parental Incarceration, which, of course, fits right into what you do. Now, that's coming up next Wednesday. Now, have you done films before? Is this...
No, I've never done films. And actually, Brad Salon is the director of this film. He's from Bear Notch Productions.
Okay.
But this is a dream come true, because for the last 10 years, I've been hoping we could do a film and really tell the stories of these children, really remarkable kids.
On the subject, yeah. So did you ever have any film experience beforehand? I mean, did you study it earlier, or this is just something this is a subject you wanted to get out there?
This is brand new for me, this film world, and it's just a subject that I felt so committed to sharing the word about, because if Vermonters really understand the volume of kids that are impacted by this, I felt like things could be different, and things need to be different for these kids, or too many of them end up in their parents' footsteps.
Exactly. So Downstream, what was the title? Was there significance to the title?
Yeah, first of all, there's a lot of film footage. You know, we're in Lamoille County with the Lamoille River, and there's beautiful footage of Vermont and our local county. So we liked the river concept, but what we really are paying attention to is what happens downstream, what happens further down the road if we don't do some intervening and support in these children's lives now. And what happens downstream is it affects all of us. It affects us in our taxes. It affects us just on a human level.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about the film obviously you still want people to come see it, but what's the... obviously, the premise is pretty obvious then.
Yeah, the premise is obvious, and the format of the film is a documentary. So the children are absolutely amazing in the film. They tell their stories, and they're really the heart of the film. But then we have some specialists that help give context to their stories, and those people include T.J. Donovan, the Attorney General, and we have a law school professor, Chief Justice Brian Grierson. We have a pediatrician who also actually is the director for Camp Agape, which is a camp for children who've experienced parental incarceration.
Right. So these are children that have been impacted by this, and these are actual...
Yes.
Folks are affected.
These are actually the children. In fact, many of them have been in our program, and they're now older. You know, I started working with some of these families many, many years ago, and now the children, some of them are in college, but they're old enough to be on film, and they really wanted to share their stories. It took a lot of courage, as you can imagine, but they said, we want to make things better for other kids.
So how long in the planning process was this film to get it to...
To this point, I first met with Brad Salon and Bear Notch Productions last summer. So it did. It's a long process.
Sure is. Yeah. And to get the children to get involved in it, too. But it had to be the kids. They really wanted to have been involved to get them into it.
They did. Yeah. They wanted to help other kids. And there's a certain level of trust, you know, for them to find the courage to go on film and share these stories. They trusted that this would make a difference.
Right. The film itself is going to be shown at NVU Johnson at Bentley Hall, and that is going to be next Wednesday. So this is the premiere of the film, then?
This is, we're calling this the film launch.
Okay.
It's a homegrown Lamoille film, so we wanted to launch it here with our community partners. And then the state premiere is in Montpelier.
Okay, so next Wednesday, March 20th, 6:30 at NVU Johnson at Bentley, and then in Montpelier at the Pavilion, starting at 6:30. That's April 2nd. So is there a cost to see the film?
No, this film is absolutely free. We want everybody to come and to see the film. We have part of the film has quilters from Lamoille County, and we have Vermont-style music, and it's really a film that everybody could come and watch.
Yeah.
And we hope to see a lot of people.
Now, anyone who's involved in the film itself, are they going to be at the presentations?
Yes, we are going to have panel discussion afterwards with people who are involved in the film. So that's an opportunity for folks to really, you know, get into some conversations and meaningful dialogue with these participants.
Wow, that's something. So, well, you know, you must be excited about it to actually be seen. I mean, you've probably seen the final production already.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it many times through the process, but you're right. I am so excited. I'm absolutely thrilled.
On a subject that's very, very tough to explain.
It is, and we don't realize, you know, in Vermont, there's 6,000 kids a year who experience parental incarceration. That's 1 in 17. There's somebody in every classroom.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Downstream, The Effects of Parental Incarceration, directed by Brad Salon and produced by our guest here this morning, Tricia Long. And again, 6:30 at Bentley next Wednesday at NBU Johnson. And then if you can't make it there, in Montpelier, at the Pavilion, April 2nd, starting at 6:30. Well, congratulations on the film, your debut.
Thank you so much, Roland,
right.
And thanks for having us
You're
in
welcome.
Today.
Right, Tricia Long, and also in her other time, also with the Lamoille Restorative Center. So it's
absolutely well. It is the Lamoille Restorative Center production.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tricia.
Thank you.
93.9 WLVB.